long before he became renowned as a saint, a teenage Padre Pio was already deeply moved by the sorrow of those left behind after a loss. In one of his earliest writings, he shares a heartfelt glimpse into the pain of grief and the comfort of faith. Stay tuned as we explore his moving reflections. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today I'd like to share with you something a bit different. I came across a deeply moving essay written by Padre Pio when he was just 15 years old. It's a story about the deep grief felt by those left on earth after their loved ones have died. This reflection is sourced from Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory by Father Alessio Parente, and it was written before Padre Pio entered the Capuchin novitiate, during the time when he was studying to join the order. Now, I don't want to spoil the listening experience by revealing too much, so let's get right to the essay. Padre Pio wrote, "Last Sunday, Silvio went to the cemetery with his grandfather. The Sunday was cold, dark, and sad. The sky was covered with gray clouds, and the ground was frozen. A cold wind blew from the north, and the streets were almost deserted. Occasionally, some workers would appear in the narrow lanes, needing to head to work at this early hour of the morning. Shivering from the cold and hopping from one foot to the other to warm his limbs, Silvio descended with a pale face from the chill and his teeth chattering, while other men of better circumstances remained sheltered in their homes, like snails in their shells. Among those who had things to do and thus faced the terrible wind were Silvio, a 9-year-old child, and his grandfather. They crossed one of the main streets in front of the cemetery. Silvio was an orphan. He had lost both his father and mother. Therefore, in the company of his grandfather, he made his way to the cemetery to recite the Psalm de Profundis, Psalm 130, for the soul of his beloved father who had flown to God a few days before, praying to the dear Virgin Mary to allow him to be with his deceased loved ones. After walking on the ice for a quarter of an hour, they arrived at the cemetery, which was a short distance from the city. Once he entered the sacred enclosure with his grandfather, Silvio's eyes sought out his father's grave. There was a moment when he cast a glance at the freshly turned earth. With eyes swollen from weeping, he took his grandfather's hand and they walked in that direction. With a voice trembling with emotion, he read the following inscription on the humble cross that had been erected over the grave. "Here lies the body of Giovanni Conti. May he rest for eternity." Then Silvio and his grandfather knelt down, prayed, and wept for a long time. With heavy hearts, they returned home. O merciful God, grant them peace as well. End of essay. As heartbreaking as this scene is, it reminds us that the grief we feel for our loved ones can be transformed into a work of mercy. Our faith teaches us that death is not the end. By praying for our deceased loved ones, we not only honor their memory, but we help them draw closer to eternal joy. Just as we might comfort the living, we are called to comfort the souls in purgatory through our prayers, helping them reach the fullness of peace in God's presence. So as we continue through November, the month of remembrance for the souls in purgatory, let us follow in Padre Pio's footsteps, praying for the souls of our dearly deceased and trusting in God's mercy to bring them peace. And don't forget, you are invited to enroll in our Holy Souls Registry for special masses offered throughout November for your deceased loved ones. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click on the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.